Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nida Lamid Hey, Nida 35b, pagination is 70. We'll start on the fourth line with the word Itmar. Itmar we learned. Rav Amar Rav says, Mayon Echad Hu. It's one fountain, so to speak. It's one source of blood. HaTorah Temasa veHaTorah Taharaso. The Torah says it's Tameh. And then the Torah says it's Tahar. And the ritual impurity has nothing to do with the source of the blood. It's the same source. It's the same uterine blood. But sometimes it's Tameh and sometimes it's Tahar. We'll discuss the case in a moment. V'Levi Omar, but Levi argues and says, Shnei Ma'ayonosheim, the two different sources of blood. Nistam HaTameh, Niftach HaTahar. The one of Tumah gets sealed up, and the one of Tahora opens up. Nistama Tahar, Niftach HaTameh. And likewise, the Tahar one gets closed up sometimes, and the Tameh one opens up at that time. And it's viewed as two different sources of blood. What are we talking about? So let's look at the Rashi, which is just about the same height where we started in the Gemara, one line up. Mayon echad hu, what does it mean that it's one source, one fountain? Dam haba bimei leida, v'dam haba bimei tohar, mimayon echad hein ba'im. The blood that comes at the time of childbirth, clearly uterine blood, and the blood that comes during the days of tohar, are the same source. It's the same blood. If you checked it scientifically, halachically, as far as we're concerned, it's the same. The halacha that's being referenced over here is that after childbirth, which requires a certain number of days wait because of the childbirth, 7 days, 14 days, it depends on male or female, but after the woman has waited that number of days and she goes to mikvah, there is a period of time, a certain number of days. Numbers are in tune of 40 and 80 days. Those days, even if she sees blood during that time, she does not become a nida. They're yemei tohar. They're days of Tahar status. The question that we're dealing with over here is to understand blood that comes during those subsequent days as opposed to regular dam nida or the blood of childbirth. Are those the same or are those two different types of blood? Going back to the Gemara, we can understand what the Machlokes is discussing. Rav Amar Mayon Echad Hu. Rav says it's one source, it's the same blood. But the Torah sometimes says that it's Tameh and sometimes says it's Tahar. Normally it's Tameh. Sometimes, during these unique subsequent days after childbirth, it's Tahar. If I could bring an analogy, I would say it's like chametz. Chametz, usually, you're allowed to eat it. It's kosher. On Pesach, it's not kosher. But it's the same chametz. Nothing changed. What changed is the tzivui, the command of the Torah. V'Levi Omar, but Levi says, Shnei Ma'ayonosheim, they're two different types of blood, two different sources. The body is producing it in a different way. I imagine that scientifically and possibly even by observation, there probably are differences between these two different types of blood. But fundamentally, in other words, there may be differences, but they're considered the same halacha, according to Rav, except that when it presents during this time period, it's non-kosher, and during a different time period, it is kosher. Levi says those differences are consequential. Shnei Mayano same. They're like two different sources. It's two different production systems. Nistam hatame niftach hatar. One gets sealed, and the other one gets opened. The Gemara asks, my benayu, what's the difference? Ika benayu, the Gemara answers, the difference would be, Shofas mitoch shiva la'achar shiva u'mitoch arba asar la'achar arba asar. If you have a case where the woman continues flowing, seeing from 7 days to beyond 7 days by a boy, or 14 days and beyond 14 days by a girl, that's case number one. Or case number two, in contrast, umitoch arboim la'achar arboim, umitoch shmonim la'achar shmonim. If you're going from day 40 to after 40, in the case of a boy, or from 80 until after 80 by a girl, that's case number two. Those types of cases would show a difference between Rav and Levi. Because according to Rav, all that has to happen is the date on the calendar has to change, and the Torah says that if it happens, so to speak, on Tuesday, it's Tameh. If it happens on Wednesday, it's Tar. So in the beginning after childbirth, it's Tameh. Once it reaches the demarcation date, even if it's a constant flow, it becomes Tahar. And likewise, it remains Tahar for those subsequent days. And then at a certain point, the date has hit, 40 days or 80 days, and the date has hit. And on the next calendar day, same flow, constant. Now it's Tameh. Now it's Nida. So Rav would not require any sort of break. It's the same flow. It's the same constant. L'Rav, Reisha L'Kula V'Seifa L'Chumra. According to Rav, if this happens in the early days, transitioning into the subsequent days, we could be lenient. And it instantly becomes Tahar because the calendar date has changed. But in the later case, where we're transitioning from Tahar days to Tameh days, again, I don't care if it's a constant flow, and yesterday I attributed it to Dam Tohar. Now it's a different calendar day, and the Torah says that now it's Tameh. In contrast, Lelevi, if you are following Levi, there has to be a break, because if when this flow began, it was considered Tameh, then it's going to continue being Tameh, because the fountain, the source, has not changed. And likewise, if until now it was Tahar, the fact that the calendar date changed means nothing. It's still the same source. It's flowing consecutively. It's still attributed to the way it started. Lelevi, Reisha L'Chumra, the first case, would remain Tameh, and it doesn't transition into Tahar subsequent days, V'Seifa L'Kula, and the later case is going to be lenient because she started with Dam Tohar and that status will continue into the days that could be Tumah, but because she never stopped, it's a constant flow. However you define constant flow, I mean, it's not an open wound, but it's dripping regularly. That's considered the same status as when it started, because there was no break. The Rambam, in Isurei Bia, the beginning of the sixth perek, rules definitively like Rav, Dam Hanida, V'dam Azava, V'dam Akoshi, V'dam Yoledes, V'dam Torah Shal Yoledes, all the different types of blood that we deal with coming in the application of a woman from the uterus, Kulo dam echodhu. It's all one blood. We're not making any differentiation in the blood. It's like my analogy. It's all chametz. Umina makarhuba. It comes from the uterus. Umayin echodhu. It's one source. Body's producing blood. Uvizmanim bilvadhu sheyishtana dino. The only thing that changes is the time. V'tiyeh roeh adam zu tahor v'zu nidah v'zu zava. And that's why when she sees this blood, on this day, it has one status. On a different day, it has a different status. In practice, we don't focus on the concept of Dam Tohar and allow those subsequent days. As the Ramah says in Kuf Tzadi Dalit, Avalim Chazra V'Ro'asa, if she would see blood after the childbirth, after she waits the requisite days to go to mikvah, and then she's seeing again, Afilitibes Dam Kechardol Tameya, even the smallest drop is going to make her Tamei. Afagavde mida oraisa dam taharhu. Even though I understand mida oraisa, it's tahar for a certain number of days, whether it's a male child, a female child, different numbers. Kvar poshat aminik b'chol yisrael she'im bo'alem al dam tohar, the custom among all Jews, the Ramah is describing, is that we don't deal with the leniency of dam tohar. V'dino kishar dam l'chol davar. And its rule is like any other blood that's nida status. We'll stop there. Yashar koach. Thank you for joining.